Chapter 5. Bude. In the bright light of early afternoon, the matte-black locomotive pulled into the brick station in the picturesque English coastal town of Bude, Cornwall. Steam hissed out of the train's pistons as its iron wheels slowed and then screeched to a stop. Located along the southwest tip of England on the Atlantic Ocean, Bude boasts a charming, expansive waterfront, wide sandy beaches, and many holiday cottages, making it popular with tourists. Farmers from the area used to collect sand from the beaches and spread it on their fields because it contained a natural fertilizer. In fact, farmers found the sand so beneficial that in 1823, the town built a canal to transport the sand, as well as local limestone and coal, to other parts of England. The area's treacherous surf, which makes it popular with surfers today, contributed, however, to more than 100 recorded shipwrecks between 1756 and 1969. In Bude, the men stayed in private residences, leaving behind the Spartan barracks of the military bases. "We all received good billets and were made to feel at home. We were treated swell by the English people," noted Lomel. But the Rangers hadn't come to Bude for the fertile sand or legendary surf. They had come to conquer its towering cliffs. The sheer sandstone cliffs lining Bude's coast soar 75 to 100 feet in the air, making them perfect for the kind of climbing the Rangers needed to prepare for their D-Day mission, though at the time they didn't know the specifics of that mission. On December 5th, the Rangers started training for the mission that would change the course of the invasion. Without any safety equipment and carrying over 30 pounds of gear, the Rangers climbed the dangerously steep cliffs. Near certain death awaited the man who missed a foothold.